In the motherfucking suburbs with it. Rah, bing, bah, bah. Hey, yo, Terry, fuck going on?
Hey, how's it going?
This is the Burbs Network.
Get on my ball sack, fell off in the club, tell your boyfriend to fall back. Fucking with a model bitch, shawty got a long back. Bitch got hella kids, house look like all that. Every time you talk, I'ma yawn, I'm beyond that. Trying to catch a vibe, catch a nut in your contacts. Snitching ass niggas like, ooh, I saw that. You ain't on my dick, nigga, what would you call that? Please, let go of my penis. I've been making plays since a motherfucking fetus. Sixth grade, I was getting top out of recess. High school had a white bitch like Regis. Ho said she was gon' fuck the speech. Gonna lie on your pussy, that's egregious. Nutter than a dope virgin birth like Jesus. Get off my meat, bitch, that's a whole thesis.
Get off my dick. 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 Bitch, get off my dick. Bitch, get off my dick. Get off my dick. Get off my dick.
Bitch, get off of my genitals. Keep all that talk to a minimum.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm in the mix like some chemicals. She give me top, call it pinnacle.
Suck it.
All of my paper is plentiful. Think I'ma lick as you shitting me? My foot in your ass like an enema. Crib got all type of amenities. Took off the top like a Kennedy. LOL, bitch, made me laugh. Who you sending me? Big ass brick or some white, look like Kenny Beats. I don't wanna talk to you unless you're showing titty meat, bitch. Get on my two nuts, I ain't tryna hear shit. I don't get too fucked, shitting on all these niggas like I got two butts. Throw him off the roof if he tryna act juiced up.
Get on my dick. Get on my dick. Bitch, get on my dick. Get on my dick. Bitch, get on my dick. Bitch, get on my dick. Get on my dick. Get on my dick. Get on my dick.
FG Radio, DJ Kobe back in this thing at DJ underscore Kobe. I'm on Twitter and Snapchat, DJ Kobe on Instagram and Apple Music or wherever else you stream music. And here my man Tone.
What up, though?
You can hit him up at
Prince underscore McFly. Drop the Y, add the EI. That's on all social media platforms. Follow the Burbs Network everywhere.
Facts, facts, facts. Now we back in this thing. We missed the anniversary episode. Last week, well, was it last week? What?
It was
like 2 weeks ago now.
I don't know.
Because the anniversary is on the 5th, yeah. October 5th.
Yeah.
So it's what? What's today? So we 2 weeks back. That's my fault. I don't know if anybody's been watching my social media over the last couple weeks, but the vid was in my body.
How did you catch the vid?
I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
I didn't catch the V. Gooch caught the V. I don't go nowhere. I be at home. If I have an event, I go there. I don't touch nobody. I come home. I be cool. I don't be sick. I don't be none of that shit. This nigga starts working for Amazon. And the very, like, he worked there a week. The next week, we got the V.
Yeah. Amazon definitely got the V in that bitch.
So, you know, but what I'm going to tell you is, this not the vid that killed all them niggas last year.
Oh, this another strand.
I don't know what the fuck is going on, but this shit was light.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if this is a new vid or if this is the old vid and I'm a different type of nigga, but this shit was like the first day, that shit was some bullshit. I'm not going to lie. The very first day, but I wasn't like sick how niggas talk about how they was sick off of this shit. My body was just hurting. Like, I had, like, mad body pains. Like, somebody was, like, really beating my ass, like, falling down the stairs type shit.
Okay.
The next day, it was like, all right, you know, it felt like I just did, like, a crazy workout the day before. And then by day three, I was like, I'm good.
Yeah.
But I didn't get tested until, like, the first day was, like, Tuesday. I didn't get tested until Thursday.
Okay.
So, by Thursday, I didn't really have no symptoms or nothing. But what made me go get tested was I couldn't smell and I couldn't taste. So, I'm already knowing what time it is at that point. So, I went and got tested. Got my results back Saturday. That's it. I was positive. So, I'm just in the house from there. But what the worst part of all of it was not even being able to, like, taste or smell, but I was, like, tired. Like, hella tired. Like, I'd be up for maybe, like, 5 minutes and I'd feel fine. Like I said, I didn't have no symptoms. I never had a fever. I was, like, never coughing or sneezing or none of that shit that motherfuckers done had going on for the last year. But I was just, like, tired. After, like I'd be up maybe 5-10 minutes normal, and then I just sleep for 6 hours. Wake up, be up another 20 minutes to an hour, sleep another 6 to 8 hours. Like, just deathly tired. Mm-hmm. But after that shit, by, what? I got tested again. My 10th day, I got tested on my, like, when I got my results back, they said stay in the crib 10 days. So my 10th day was Thursday. It is just past Thursday.
Okay.
I got tested again on Thursday. And when I went and got tested Thursday, I felt, like, fine. I was perfectly, you know what I'm saying? I started to get my scent and my taste back. Not even right now, like, I don't fully, like, smell how I used to smell, like, a week ago. Mm-hmm. But, you know what I'm saying, I could smell and taste again. So when I got tested, I felt fine on Thursday. And then I got my results back on Saturday again, and I was clear. But, nah, this is not the same COVID. Not that, there's no way that what I had for that week is what all them niggas died from. It ain't possible.
But they were saying, everybody got affected by it differently.
Yeah.
You know, when I thought I had COVID, I had those same, like, that first day, I thought I was about to die.
Yeah, that first day. If I would have had 10 days of the first day, I could be like, all right, yeah. But it was like, I was, honestly, that shit was like a day and a half for me.
But I took, like, a rapid test, and she was just like, you ain't got COVID. She was probably on some bullshit, or the rapid test was probably on some bullshit. And I probably did have COVID.
Probably did. Because when I couldn't, like, what it was, at first, like, even when my body was hurting the first couple of days, I could still taste and smell. Mm-hmm. I was on live stream doing my Twitch shit, and I was smoking a blunt, and then I was, like, hit that bitch. And it's like, I don't know if you ever smoked a blunt that you couldn't taste or smell, but it's similar to standing next to a campfire breathing in.
Okay.
It burns. And I'm like, hold up, what's going on? Then I'm like, so I run and grab the deodorant right quick, pop that bitch, because that shit loud as hell as soon as you open it, bro. I could not smell that shit for nothing. And I'm like, damn. And from there, I already knew, you know, so.
But it's dope that you got your sense of taste and smell back.
Yeah, bro. I lost 18 pounds in a matter of 7 days just from not being able to eat nothing.
Because a lot of niggas, that shit stuck with them for, like, months.
Yeah, that's what everybody been saying. So, yeah, I'm glad that shit. Yeah, I can taste, I can smell. I don't know. But, yeah, this ain't the same thing that killed all them people.
So the vid is still out here.
No, the vid is still very much active in these streets. The vid is still in the building. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm not getting the shot. I'm still not getting the vaccine. I wouldn't do it. Nah.
Because the vaccine, so basically what the vaccine does is how it affects you. So it lowers the, you know, so if you would have got COVID at 100%, you feel what I'm saying? It lowers how it affects you.
Yeah.
Then if you get it again.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not for me.
Listen, man.
I'm not going to offer nobody else medical advice or tell nobody else what to do, but for me, like, it just don't make sense.
Listen, I saw J. John got the shot, and the next day, that nigga was at work out of the game.
He said he was a different nigga.
Like, that nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't. And it's mad people who said they got that shit and they ain't been the same since type shit. So it's like, I'm cool. I'll risk it. And that might sound reckless to some, but I'll risk it.
Yeah. 100%. Like I said, there's really nothing out here that I need to do that requires the shot.
But if Hov have a concert and they be like, hey, y'all niggas can't slide, I'm like, you know what I mean?
I get the Johnson & Johnson one shot.
I don't know about that. I might not get the Johnson, bro. Come on.
It's a new one. It ain't the old one. It's a new one. It's a remix.
That shit gonna remix you.
Also the one that took Jay John out the game for the day. But I'm not getting two shots though.
That's another thing. Why do I need a like booster? Yeah. I gotta get two shots and then I gotta come back and get this bitch juiced up a little bit. It don't make sense to me.
I'm out.
And I'm no doctor or no med student or nothing like that, but I just like shit to make sense, and that shit don't make sense.
100%. Like, and that's what I don't be understanding when people be preaching is get the COVID shot shit.
I mean, if that's what you believe, or you know what I'm saying, you feel like that's what's best, the best decision for you and your family and, you know what I'm saying, your situation, then by all means, get, like, vax up. Like, you know what I mean? Vax.
But it's not protecting your family, though.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why it don't make sense for me. If I can still catch it, I can still spread it, I can still die from this shit, what's the point? It don't make sense to me. So, you know, but if you, you know what I'm saying, feel like, you know, this is what's protecting you, this would make you make you feel safe moving out in the world, then shit, tee up with that shit. But I can't endorse it.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
I'll put on a bullshit mask, bro.
Yeah, I don't mind wearing a mask. Like, I don't be wearing that shit, but
I don't wear
it
at all.
If I got to, I'm going to put it on. Yeah. I ain't going to make a scene about it. Like,
I jump in the Uber with that bitch.
Yeah, like, bro, I'm going to put the mask on. Like, what are you saying? 100%. I done got into, like, I done took Ubers with a do-rag tatter on my face. Like, bro, whatever we got to do to get that shit done, I'm willing to do it, but.
Like, I had to go to the grocery store and get some juice real quick.
I just go to the store.
If you ain't vaccinated, put on a mask. I'm like, all right, man, you know.
Is there somebody at the door checking?
No.
Go get the juice and
beat up. But I don't want nobody to come, you know, talk to me. Like, where your card at?
Where yours? Yeah. You're like, that's a really personal question you asking me, bro. Like, you asking me for my papers? Like, you asking me for my freedom papers, bro? Like, are you serious? Like,
what type of time you on?
DJ Kobe is definitely going to pull the race car, so don't even play it.
But when I be seeing white people with masks on, I be like, all right.
I assume they got that shit. I assume niggas with masks on got that shit.
That's real.
But I appreciate y'all wearing masks.
Yeah, you're being responsible. And like I said on the previous episode, the masks really don't do shit.
Nope.
Unless you got like one of them the expensive bitches. But these cloth masks and all that shit putting on, them shits don't stop shit.
It's like a placebo.
But shout out to y'all, you know.
All of the gang shit. We got a special guest today. Chato's in the spot.
What up, though?
You definitely got to come to the mic.
Yeah. All right, you know what's on. My bad, I'm over here texting.
Texting. You want them to follow your socials or fuck no?
You can follow me on Instagram, LaCosteLot, LaCoste_Lot. That's it. Don't follow my Facebook. None of that.
You getting the COVID shot?
Never.
You're not fucking with it?
No, they can't prove to me that it's 100% accurate. It's effective.
Nothing is 100%.
I don't want it. Every time I caught...
Chickenpox, bitches.
Every time I got the flu shot, I caught the flu. Pox. So I'm not trying to catch that.
I had the chickenpox.
That's because it came after we, you know, the new generation don't catch the chickenpox.
Yeah, you ain't heard about the pox. Yeah.
Like my little brother generation, them niggas don't catch chickenpox.
I don't know. I had to do my Googles on that, see if that's, you know.
That's actually legit.
But I don't think it's 100%. Nothing's 100%.
Niggas not catching chickenpox, bro. Unless, like, only niggas that's catching chickenpox, they got the pox that really'll kill you.
I know a nigga right now got shingles. That's like chickenpox.
It's different. That's shingles.
Yeah. That's like
chickenpox. That's old niggas chickenpox. But he don't got the vaccine. Oh, he didn't get the vaccine. He our age.
I don't know about that nigga vaccine status.
We didn't get the chickenpox vaccine. The little niggas did.
Why we ain't get it?
It probably wasn't around.
I mean, but it's around now.
But once you get older,
you're not getting shots to go to school and stuff, and like how they got to now. That's why.
But if you could just get chickenpox, though, it'll still be essential to have that shit, though.
Chickenpox really don't affect older people. Like, you get the shingles, but that's rare. Like, my mama got chicken pox when she was, like, 30-something. And she was like, just some bullshit. Also, my mama was case, because she caught them bitches, like, 4 times.
But I'm saying, though, what's stopping you from catching them shits?
Your immune system. If you ever realize, only niggas who catch chicken pox are kids. Unless you old and catch the shingles.
But you said your mom's caught that shit when she was in her 30s.
Special case.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really got a position to argue out, so I can't say y'all wrong. But I ain't wrong either. Like,
niggas not catching polio no more because, you know.
It's a white man thing, though.
Wasn't catching polio.
They said that about COVID.
Probably was, though. But that's probably giving it to us. People probably wasn't catching it. They was gifting that shit. You probably right.
Yeah. And then the niggas fixed it.
Long story short, I'm not getting that shit. Yeah. Shout out all my niggas with COVID. It. Shout out my niggas who ain't make it. RIP.
You really? But, I gotta be in a position where I was like, all right, man. Have to get this shot.
Yeah. What if your team wasn't gonna offer you your $100 million extension? Would you get it?
Basically in Kyrie case, I'm rich
as fuck.
I'm already rich, and nigga, fuck y'all niggas. Because if we being honest, trade me. Even though Kyrie said if y'all trade me, I'm retiring.
This the thing though. But I don't think. Like, I understand his position. Like, my issue isn't with Brooklyn. Like, y'all aren't my issue. Like, I get what y'all, I understand y'all's position in this.
My issue is with New York.
Yeah, my issue is with the state of New York. My issue is with the vax mandates overall. It has nothing to do with basketball or the NBA's policy. Like, nigga.
So what is New York's mandates?
Like, you gotta have that shit or you can't be here type shit.
Oh, wow.
Like, you can't come to these venues, you can't practice, you can't do none of that shit if you don't got that shit.
You can't work. Okay. I heard some states was like that.
So that's a New York thing. That's not an NBA thing. So his issue ain't even with getting it. Like, he done said, like, bro, I don't have an issue getting the shot.
Yeah.
My issue is with y'all telling me that I can't operate in a functioning society without having it.
Yeah.
That's my issue. So it's not a I don't want to get the shot type shit. Like, I don't, like, fuck the rules type shit. It's a, like, bro, you can't force niggas to put shit in their body.
My body.
So it ain't about the money that he gonna miss out on, or I don't want to get the shot. I'm trying to go against the grain. I'm on some Kyrie shit. Because Kyrie do be on some bullshit sometimes. Yeah. But this just not one, it's of, not times, one of them in times, in my opinion. Yeah. So, but yeah, I think they, like, that's just some bullshit. But they also not gonna change the rule because Kyrie Irving says, fuck this rule.
I think Kyrie gonna push it to where they have to create a different avenue for it.
Like, Kyrie has to make his position more understood, though. Because a lot of niggas think he just on some Kyrie shit. I don't want to get the shot. But they also not gonna listen to him talk. So he got all these platforms that's saying everything they saying. That's where he need to go and make his position understood. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of niggas think Kyrie just on some bullshit. When he actually has a legit platform that he's standing on right now, but niggas don't understand what his message is. So he got to do a better job of getting niggas to understand what he actually is trying to get across, because it just seemed, from the outside looking in, he just seemed problematic.
I mean, they said the same thing about Cap, so I feel like it may be us.
Well, Cap position was a little different. He was taking more of a, like, a political stance against, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The system and shit. But this is, this ain't like a against black people thing. This is a, bro, you can't tell niggas that.
I just feel like they both was standing for something.
Yeah, no, that's facts.
Cap
was
standing for what he felt, just like Kyrie standing for what he felt. In the outside looking in, we judging them, not really knowing what the meetings was about. You know what I'm saying? I think it's dope that these people are in position taking a stand for what they believe in, because money dictate a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we see a lot of people.
Yeah, and a lot of niggas think only against Kyrie because they looking at from how much money he gonna lose, mm-hmm. right? Because right now, like, all deals is up in the air for him. You know what I'm saying? He might not play this season at all. So that's a lot of money that nigga's not gonna get. So niggas is only looking at it like that. But again, that's because niggas don't understand his position.
Yeah. And then also, like, nigga. let's say Brooklyn decides to release me.
Yeah.
Phoenix, you know, just
yeah. Realistically, he could go play. Anybody would pick him up. It's just
I won't be able to play in California and in New York.
Is niggas willing to allow that though? Is the other teams is gonna be like, all right, we could go without playing Kyrie against Brooklyn, the top team in the East,
but that's against LA. That's a hard position, y'all. Because what if they go to the playoffs against these people?
That's what I'm saying. Can't
play against that's New what York
exactly. Or, so it, who's willing to take that risk and two take that bill?
Dang, that's crazy.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, yes, it seemed like, okay, well, I can't just play home games in New York, but okay, what if we get to the playoffs? It's very likely that it'll be a LA Brooklyn type thing. If I can't play in, I'm paying you all this money for what? This is what we paying you for. We not all this other shit. Like we pay niggas for playoffs. Mm-hmm. So if you can't participate, then I can't see no team being willing to take that risk, as fucked up as it is.
True. So do you think Kyrie will play this year?
Yes. At what point though, I don't know. But I do think he will play. Because he always said, I don't have a problem getting the shot.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Kyrie got the shot tomorrow.
You know what I'm saying? Honestly, Kyrie might already have the shot, but it's not about taking the shot. Yeah. That's the thing. It's not like I don't have an issue taking the shot. It's, bro, you can't. It's not like, how can you just tell me that I gotta take the shot? Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing. So I wouldn't be surprised if Kyrie already had the shot. But I do think he'll play this year.
Yeah, I definitely think he's gonna play this year. A lot of people are trying to throw that, you know. The team is disliking them for this. And I honestly think they don't really give a fuck.
I don't think they give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because another thing is, okay, take Kyrie out of the picture. Brooklyn is still fucking stacked.
Bro, it's Kevin Durant and James Harden on the same team.
And them niggas both is healthy now.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. Like, worst come to worst, them niggas cut Kyrie. Cool. That's fucked up. It ain't had to go that far. But all right, that's what happened. Mm-hmm. Them niggas still contenders without him. Just basketball. Like, them niggas without Kyrie is still contenders.
If Kevin Durant didn't wear a size 38 basketball shoe,
them niggas could be champions.
He wear a 38?
No, he wear like a 16.
Nigga just got them big ass, that toe-on-the-line shit.
His big ass feet was on the line.
That shit cost me like, well, it ain't cost me, but I had like 7 bands. That was gonna come to me if that nigga would have made that 3, but it was a 2.
He got big ass feet. If his feet wasn't that big, that would have been a 3-pointer.
Man, I was sitting behind my, I remember it. I was at I was doing the event, but they had a game on, so I'm behind the table. I'm full parlay poppy at this time. You know, I'm feeling good. I'm like, oh yeah, we finna hit this nigga. I'm finna take the summer off. Goddamn. Nigga, that nigga banged that bitch. I'm like, I'm in that bitch rejoicing. They say, hold on, fella. Nigga said, hold on, fella. Ran that replay. Nah. So, yeah. Them niggas contenders without Kyrie.
Yeah.
Them niggas could easily do it.
And then Kyrie, you know, Brooklyn took their extension back. They're still going to probably offer this nigga extension in the offseason.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
If he come back and play, they're going to still
offer. If he come back and plays and, you know what I'm saying, do that Kyrie shit, then yeah. But
if he don't play, he's still going to make
it. If he don't play, I don't see them niggas going out for another season of this shit.
But he'd make $200 million somewhere else.
Yeah, but I don't think that a lot of teams is willing to put up with the Kyrie. Like, everything that come with Kyrie. Even though he's an amazing basketball player. A lot of niggas just don't want to deal with that shit. Because Kyrie treat the NBA like a job. Like, bro, I don't want to come to work today. I'm not coming. Which is cool. I get it. I fuck with it. It's my, like, niggas forget, like, bro, this is a job. Just like any other job. I just make a whole lot of money and niggas get to watch me do it. But this is a job. I ain't got to come to this bitch if I don't want to. Yeah, y'all pay me a bunch of money. Suck my dick. I'm not coming today. I'll see y'all tomorrow. a lot of teams ain't willing to put up with that shit.
But there are teams that are willing to put
up. But are they willing to take that bill, and can they take that bill? Because Kyrie not cheap.
It's a few teams that's willing to take that bill.
I fuck with it. Treat that shit like a job, bro. Them niggas gonna treat you like an employee. Yeah. So fuck y'all. I'll be here.
A nigga fire you.
And won't even say shit. Like, yeah. I'll work here today. Like, nigga, like, what? Who was it? Kelsey just got traded.
Oh, I know exactly the tight end for the Phillies.
Yeah, nigga went out there, got a touchdown, helped the team, did his best, and next day that nigga worked somewhere else. So them niggas gonna treat you like an employee. Yeah. You treat them niggas like a job. I'll be here when I get here.
Yeah,
fuck that vaccine.
Nigga, I'm taking a mental health day.
Taking a mental health week, nigga. I'm not. I'll see y'all niggas after the road trip.
I think that's where Kyrie at though in his life. He done made so much money. He can take days off now.
But and I don't even think it's about, like, I don't even think he look at it like that. It's just like, nigga, my time is worth more to me than whatever money you finna offer me. Like, if I feel like, nigga, I want to go be with my family, it's no amount of money that y'all, like, fuck your $100 million extension, bro. I'm going to be with my kids. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck if it's on a random Tuesday and we got to play LA tomorrow. I'm going to see my kids today.
I think that come from the contracts that they cutting these guys, though. They cutting bigger contracts.
Yeah, no, that nigga paid. Like, that nigga paid. And
it's not his first $100,000 contract, yeah. So now he had $100,000.
Yeah.
Everybody straight. Yeah, that stand nigga, up for himself. Like
money is not something that, like, I don't feel like that factor into none of Kyrie's decisions that he be making. Like,
NBA is a players' league. The players run the league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you can pull this type of shit in the NBA.
Yeah.
NFL, you can't pull this type of shit. I gotta take a mental day. They will release you.
Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Take all the time you need.
Yeah.
You gonna play for the fucking
and once your name is stamped, you know, you might not ever get another job.
Yeah. Cause the NFL, nigga, you'll be the top whatever. And then niggas be like, fuck you, done. And then you'll have to fight your way back in.
Look at Le'Veon Bell. 3 years ago he was the best running back in the NFL.
Look how them niggas be trying to do Antonio Brown. That nigga come out perform whatever team you put him on, and them niggas still be shitting on that nigga every time. Like, he not who he is.
Yeah. So, New York has, R. Kelly was guilty for sex trafficking and racketeering.
I think R. Kelly, I don't know, like, it be the charges that they give niggas. You think he's like a, do you think it's that level of shit?
No.
Like, do you think it's like...
So, listen. This probably is going to get me canceled at some point in my life when I get famous.
All right. Just remember y'all tone saying this in code.
Yeah, but...
Wait to see if I co-sign it.
You, R. Kelly, deserve to be in jail. Yes. 1,000%. I am not arguing that.
Okay.
But do I think R. Kelly was out here running a full-fledged sex trafficking ring? No, this nigga don't know how to read, write, do math.
He don't know how to hog tie.
He don't.
They don't teach that at Boy Scouts.
And also, all these women who are accusing R. Kelly of shit that's of the age are like when I was looking at Surviving R. Kelly.
I refused to watch that shit.
I finally sat down to watch because it was on Netflix.
Yep.
And I was like, listen.
They put new episodes, like, they dropping some new shit. Like stop playing with me, ho.
Staged or something.
I'm like, bro, 50% of this shit is fake.
Absolutely.
Bro, lady, you was a 35-year-old lady who worked in radio. And you threw all that away to become a R. Kelly sex slave? I don't believe.
I do.
I can't.
You gotta understand how women was looking at R. Kelly back in the day. I just remember my aunties and my cousins.
Man.
The way that they used to love R. Kelly. He had hypnotizing. Huh?
Did that make him a monster?
That just make him a very he's very manipulative, and he had them women in a trance, like a it was like an R. Kelly trance. He had women in. Y'all aunties, y'all mamas was feeling that. Well, I can't say y'all mamas, but y'all aunties for sure. They was a little younger than
my mama liked Johnny Gill anyway.
my mama wasn't an R. Kelly fan, but
my mama liked
R. Kelly for sure.
Listen, I went to an R. Kelly concert.
Had him under
you said that nigga wooed you.
No, not at all. But I will say,
you seen how the women was acting.
They was out there tripping.
They be out there tripping. That's what I'm saying. Like, R. Kelly come from different. An era and a culture of niggas. Like, that shit is nuts. Like, the type of shit that niggas be on. But in that era that he come from, that shit was very regular. So, I mean, for a nigga to do something for 30 some odd years and then you tell him to stop, it's like, boy, a racist nigga that been racist 50 years, just that nigga gonna be racist. Mm-hmm. You don't just stop doing that shit.
Oh, still niggas.
Still niggas. You feel what I'm saying? So that nigga come from a time where that shit was very normal, and the niggas around him was doing that shit too. That's why that nigga looked so confused when niggas be tripping about that shit. He like, bro, everybody was doing this shit, but I'm the one that's taking the fall for it. But he can't say that.
Yep.
Like, nigga, all y'all niggas was doing this shit too. You think you telling me that R. Kelly was doing this type of shit by himself? Yeah. You don't do, like, what do you mean? Like, niggas, mad niggas that's involved in this shit, not just R. Kelly out here.
Bigger than Nino Brown.
And motherfucker, shit is bigger than Nino Brown. Niggas always want to bring up, R. Kelly used to be here at this school, Well, who was letting him? Who was letting him be there all the time? Because I know now you can't just pull up to my daughter's school and just be there. That's not, I couldn't just do that. Yeah. And I got, you know what I'm saying? I got that's a kid.
My daughter,
here. So, it, like, who was letting this happen? Yeah.
It's like, bro,
that money will change your life.
That's and exactly, they, and that's how niggas was playing it.
Knew what type of time
that,
it was.
That's
on,
how niggas was playing it. But it now that money. Shit ain't in their options, and now yep. It's a problem. That's, and I feel like that's the whole shit in it. Yeah, that nigga was on some nutso shit. But all the niggas that helped him be on some nutso shit, y'all need to have them niggas under that same spotlight that we doing. Kel,
R. Kelly was broke.
Facts.
When R. Kelly was out able to pay niggas off and shit like that, it was cool. Like, oh shit.
Now niggas can't, and that shit is foul.
Yeah, it is.
Like, all that shit that Kel's doing was foul, but the fact that y'all that niggas have a problem with it when you was tape, benefiting.
If you was holding a sex tape of me fucking a kid for 20 years, you should be in jail.
You should be in jail.
We going to jail together, bro.
Yeah. Kelly was a bad boy. Shit. If you was under that Kelly trance, you was just gone. He was gone for sure. R. Kelly, I remember R. Kelly. I just remember girls falling out for R. Kelly, like how they was doing Michael Jackson and junk. But R. Kelly was pelvic thrusting before the Schmarter came. You know, he was the original pelvic thruster.
Nah, Kel's been wild.
Wow.
Kel, listen, I'm not sitting here defending R. Kelly in any kind of way. That nigga's wild. He's a wicked things, but I'm just saying it was a lot of other niggas that was participating.
So nothing's gonna happen to the parents, like the
shit.
People.
Them the niggas that's getting killed sent up the river. Ain't nothing. Hey, who's the opposition? So I'm just saying, like, all them niggas need to be right in line with Kels. All them niggas need to be
y'all on the same bus. Rico's murdering them niggas. Rico did these niggas also.
I can't Rico by myself. I can't Rico by myself.
Nigga, if I was out here wilding like this, this need to be a Rico case, because there's other people part of this.
Like, this, that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all making it seem like I was just out here.
All right, bro.
I do know people like with personal R. Kelly stories, though. I won't share any of them.
Listen, R. Kelly was a wild man.
I do know people like, yeah.
But, and I will also say, a lot of these artists from that era were wild niggas.
Facts. That's what I'm, bro, I can't Rico by myself. It was a lot of other niggas involved. I just want to know where they at.
Yeah.
They somewhere shutting the fuck up.
I think
quiet.
R. Kelly got greedy with it, though. I think he probably was trying to start like a big house with just a whole bunch of women or something for himself.
Is that illegal?
It ain't, but it's greedy. That's how he got caught. If you do what you do, and then, you know, but if you trying to make it an organization, your ass gonna get caught up and something gonna happen.
But I don't know if it was an organization. I just think Kels just had a bunch of bitches.
And wanted them all to probably stay in the crib,
you know,
like on some
Blueface
shit.
Some of them was like 17.
Some of them lied for sure about the age.
Some of them was like 17, but, you know what I mean? He was vibing how he was vibing. But I don't think none of them bitches was like kidnapped or like taken forcefully.
Or hog tied.
Or hog. Definitely was none of them hoes hog tied for sure. Yeah. For sure wasn't hog tied. But yeah, and even the ones that was young, like nigga, I didn't sneak you out your back window. Like, no. I came to your house and picked you up.
Your parents put you on stage.
You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, nigga, I was.
That's wild.
That's all I'm saying. That shit is wild, but.
For you to be a parent and still give the rights to your child over to R. Kelly is wild. It is 100% wild.
I wouldn't take my daughter to a R. Kelly concert.
No.
Yeah.
No. So I'm saying I wouldn't take her.
At all.
What's her 500 feet of that building? Yeah.
Listen, hey, you wrote a song? Hey, send that bitch through.
Yeah, send a record.
Yeah. We record at our studio.
My casting Kels. I'm still spinning Kels records. Yeah. In the venue, don't come to my DJ booth talking crazy.
Bro,
this ain't that.
If we about to cancel Kills, a lot of niggas deserve to get canceled upon just like him, man. I still listen to Bobby Womack, and he was the wildest boy.
Bobby Womack is the
until
wildest.
R. Kelly.
Listen, Bobby Womack, at the beginning of If You Think You Lonely Now, he dedicated that song to the lovers and then proceeded to tell his bitch, I'm the fuck out of here. The fuck out of here.
If y'all don't know the Bobby Womack story, he was Sam Cooke protege.
Right.
Right hand man.
Partner them.
Yeah. So when Sam Cooke was murdered, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sam Cooke was murdered. Bobby Womack started fucking Sam Cooke's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Like instantly.
What?
I think he was fucking her before.
Yeah. Showed up to the funeral in Sam Cooke clothes.
Yep.
And his suit.
Yep.
Sam Cooke, you know, brothers and them, whooped his ass. Like, hey, you a wild boy. So then, if that wasn't enough.
This where it gets crazy.
Bobby Womack was like, all right, I'm about to start fucking Sam Cooke's daughter.
Yep.
So he's fucking the mom and the daughter?
Facto.
Yes.
Damn.
Yep.
He married the daughter. Divorced the mama, married the daughter.
That money talk.
He made songs about this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Bobby Womack is a wicked, wicked man, but that nigga's so fire.
I didn't know that.
Nah, it's records. That's what we should have played. Just let me find one of them. All right, I'm about to pull up this Bobby Womack. Here we go. Nah, Bobby Womack, like, it's only so wild because.
Niggas don't know Cisco got a 14-year-old pregnant.
Yeah, Cisco was a wild boy, too. I was going to speak on that when y'all was talking about Ken.
I ain't know that. Give me hit.
So, he had a concert overseas or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess she finagled her way in the club or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Lied about her age, you know.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Cisco small, so small bitches look grown.
Knocked him down. She ended up getting pregnant.
Knocked her up.
I mean, but that wasn't his fault. Because she snuck in the club. So, she should get in trouble, honestly. Yeah, she should get in trouble.
Man, listen.
Damn, bro.
If you in the club, she should get in trouble. But if y'all, like, out in the streets.
Because everybody in the club supposed to be of age. I'm not even here asking bitches how old they is in a 21 and up party.
It's like that time when they tried to fuck over Akon. For dry humping that underage bitch.
What is she like, doing?
Why is she here?
Remember when Akon threw that nigga off stage?
Yeah.
Shout out to Akon.
I just seen a picture of Akon and his brothers. They said it's Akon, B-Con, and C-Con.
C-Con. I seen that. Is his brother an actor? One of them looked like an actor that was in. Shit, probably Black Panther, honestly. He was like an extra in that moment.
Man, that's look of all the shit we like said on the episode, that's gonna be what get us shut down right there. That's Black the one Panther. Right there.
Nah, Akon, shout out to Akon brother. He for sure is an actor.
I don't know which one you talking about, C-Con.
Hold on.
Cause the one nigga, he like a record executive.
Yeah.
I'm calling that. I'm sure he has a name. He's
not just, yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
It's that Bobby. Listen to him.
Oh.
Because the one Akon brother, that's he a record executive.
One of them is
Kanye's
manager. Yeah. I didn't know that.
He made records about this shit. Like, this nigga, he was flagrant.
His man's wife.
She a dirty bitch. Two time and hussy. My nigga Bobby dropped a record and called it "I Wish He Didn't Trust Me So Much."
Snake.
Dirty Mac. Yeah, the dirtiest Mac.
We were supposed to get rid of Bobby a couple decades ago.
I fuck with Bobby though. That nigga got that fire.
Is he still living?
Bobby Womack? Is Bobby Womack alive? I think that nigga alive. Somewhere Bobby fucking Womack. Somebody's wife, probably.
I gotta see how Bobby look. Bobby Womack. Let me see what you looking like.
Nah, that nigga passed in 2014. Wild boy Bobby. My man Bo. Fucking. What we got, G?
So, Dave Chappelle special.
Okay. I watched that while I did manage to do that. It dropped the first day of my COVID experience. Okay. So I watched that with the vid.
So, Dave Chappelle dropped a brand new special. Shot here in Detroit.
Facto. I was trying to see if I could find anybody I knew in the crowd. But the way they did the lighting.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah. So, just like all his specials he's dropped recently, you know, somebody was going to get offended.
Absolutely.
Who always gets offended?
Same people.
Them LGBTs.
My thing is, I think that... Mostly the T's. But I don't know. I think that I think the people that's offended couldn't have possibly watched the entire thing.
Could not have possibly watched it.
If you watched the whole thing, it's no way that you could be offended. Yeah. If you watched up to a certain point and then turned it off, I could see how you was offended. Mm-hmm. But if you watched it in its entirety, I don't understand how you're still offended.
Yeah.
And if you're offended, then you prove what he was saying, because he clearly said, you know, he deciphered the race and the genders and how it's never an issue until it's a race comes involved type thing too. So I don't know. That's
I fuck with the fact that Netflix is like, I don't like, what y'all talking about? We're not canceling shit. Like,
for what?
We're not taking this shit down
because he said y'all fake vagina.
Listen, if that's the part if that's the portion of the special that got motherfuckers tight, bro, y'all really gotta relax, because that's honestly the funniest shit I've ever heard in my whole life.
And the way he put it, actually, shout out to Dave for putting it that way.
That's the funniest part hilarious. Of the whole hour and a half that he is on stage. That 10 seconds of it is the funniest part. So if that's what got y'all tight, listen. Y'all motherfuckers got to get a sense of humor about yourselves or some shit. Grip. Because y'all take yourselves too serious.
And that's the issue right there. The issue.
You're right.
They try to be so serious about this situation and they not realizing.
Everybody can pretend until it's a game. That shit is weird.
What was that shit Keith Buck said to us that one time? It ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun.
When Clifford got the gun.
That's facts, though.
Yeah, man.
I fuck with Dave because he don't give a fuck. It's like, bro, I got paid. Even if they take that shit down, bro, I got paid already. So, shit. Castle, take it out. Look, shit. Somebody go upload it somewhere else.
And like he said, like, bro, I'm the man who turned down $40 million. Because, you know, what them niggas was trying to pull was some bullshit.
When you in position and you got money, you can really say no to anything.
Yeah.
That's where the Dave Chappelle, where the Kyrie. When you got money, you really can control the narrative.
But at the same time, it ain't always money. Like, bro, it's other niggas with specials on there that said wild shit, but them niggas wasn't willing to stand on it when the heat came. Them niggas got the buckle.
They not in position, though. Them guys ain't got that Dave Chappelle.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, Dave, not in position. That's what I'm saying. Dave, the nigga that'll walk away from 50 million, he wasn't this Dave when he did that shit. It's just about your moral compass. Like, nigga, are you willing to say that shit and stand on it and be willing to lose everything, whatever everything is, to your relative status? Mm-hmm. Or are you just saying shit that you not willing to offend somebody, so you going to buckle back and then you apologizing for the next 6 months? Yeah. That nigga Dave said, I'm not apologizing for the next 6 months. Like, fuck you niggas.
It's like, Kanye, hey, that nigga don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
If I say something, I meant that shit, bro.
Kanye didn't apologize a couple times, but he was really wilding. Like,
what did he apologize for?
I can't put my finger right on it, but it's a couple times he done came and said, like, all right, I was wrong. I was tripping. But that shit don't happen often. Yeah. Shit don't happen often.
My nigga went on Twitter and called the Kardashians racist.
Listen, I'm married to one.
Yeah, like,
it is what it is.
That shit,
bitch, is crazy.
What are y'all gonna do to me? Nothing.
And this shit is probably true. It ain't like I'm just out here spreading lies. Like, nigga, how many times have I lied to you? Yeah. You might disagree with what I said, but was I lying? That's how I look at it. Like, it's all right if you disagree with what I'm saying, but as long, I ain't lied to you.
Yeah.
If I told you the truth and you disagreed with it, that's cool. You might have took it the wrong way or was in your feelings. But if it's the truth, it's the truth.
I can't argue with facts. I was reading an article. And Kim Kardashian said whenever Nori get mad at her, she call her house ugly.
That's kid shit. Like, I don't fuck with the way this shit is visually. Like, fuck you, mom.
Pop's crib. We used to stay with Pops.
Yeah, like, bitch, you got this ugly ass couch, nigga.
Vibes was in that.
Even no color in this motherfucker.
Vibes was at Pop's crib.
I could draw on the wall over there. That shit is considered amazing. Fuck you got going on in here. Why it's so dark? Turn the lights on in this, bitch. Ugly ass house. Call my daddy. Call my daddy. This shit dead. I'm out of here. Hey, listen, that's the thing about kids. You can't get them used to doing one thing for a long time and then try to give them some other shit. Because them niggas is going to call out the difference, like, right away. Like, no, this isn't the same. I don't like this. Fuck this ugly-ass house.
Pop's crib, we eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
And that just lets you know, like, bro, as a kid, like, kids know what they can say and what they can't say. Like, nigga, she know what buttons to push.
Disrespect you.
I ain't gonna disrespect
you. But this house is trash, bro.
The way you got these colors in here, mom, not feeling it at all. But I'm gonna go in my room, though.
Yeah.
Shout out my nigga Kanye.
Yeah, but shout out to Dave Chappelle, man. You think this is gonna be his last special?
I don't think it's gonna be his last special, but he did say it's gonna be his last one for a while.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whatever a wild is for Dave Chappelle. Because it's what? He done put one out every year for, like, what, the last 2 years, 3 years? Because he put out, like, three of them in 1 year.
All together, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, this is the fifth.
Netflix.
Yeah, so, it was a two-pack, and then he dropped.
Like, three singles?
The three singles, I think.
Yeah, so he done put, and that's within, like, the last 3 or 4 years. Yeah. So, yeah, he might take next 4 or 5 years off, maybe. I think he does another one, though. What do you think an Eddie Murphy special will be like in 2021?
I was just trying to talk, because you know he signed to Netflix to drop a special.
To drop a special?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So, it was before COVID hit, though. So, it was, like, 2019. So, I think in 2020 he was supposed to.
Because I remember they did, like, a anniversary or some shit a few years ago. Yeah. Or some shit like that.
It's difficult because when Eddie Murphy was a, you know, full time stand up comedian, you was able to say shit. You're not able to say.
Yeah, and I don't think a lot of people recognize like the limits that. So like, I think niggas be like, okay, Eddie Murphy, yeah. But Eddie used to like go there.
Yeah,
he used to go far.
Calling niggas
very faggot. Very vulgar, like he was like used to say motherfucker a lot.
Yeah.
So it's like, is that the Eddie that we get, or do we get family Eddie?
Do I think Eddie Murphy is still hilarious when the cameras is off?
Yeah,
1000%.
You saw that shit he did with Rich People in Cars on that shit. Funny as fuck.
Funny as fuck.
I think he still got it.
But once in this PC culture. Will he be allowed to be that same Eddie?
I don't know if it's will he be allowed to. Netflix obviously will let you say what the fuck you want to. Is are you willing to stand on it after you say it? So is he willing to say it?
Are you willing to lose money? At a certain point, are you willing to lose future money?
We talk about guys who establish. He not worried about that money he losing. Just like Dave Chappelle.
I don't know if Eddie Murphy comes out and does a special and does the same Eddie Murphy that
it's from not gonna hinder his career. It's not.
No, it's not gonna be the end of his career, but I don't know if he's willing to go there. I just don't know if that's his bag anymore.
Is he willing to lose that kid's movie money?
I could say yes because he make the movie. Like I'm 10 characters out of 15, so you know what I mean? To get a movie made, like I need four niggas and a cat. I need four niggas and some camera work. Like, you know, I don't think it's a money thing. I just think it's like, is these the jokes that he want to tell now? Mm-hmm. I don't think like money.
I feel like you got to be in position to be willing to lose future shit. And he is one of them people who can lose future gigs because
that don't necessarily mean that he's gonna do it though. Like he could come out do a special and it's funny, but like he not pushed the line at all.
I hope he does. We need more people to stand on different type of stuff. Cause why can't you talk about certain shit in comedy no more? Like that defeat the purpose of comedy now.
Yeah, if in comedy we can't, if it's a whole gang of shit, like a complete community of people that we not allowed to make jokes about. Then we might as well just stop telling jokes and shut down the whole comedy hour.
Comedy, like.
And then let that be that. Just something that we used to do where we used to have fun with each other.
Like, I looked at Louis C.K. is one of my favorite comedians of all time. And he had a nigga joke. And that shit was fucking hilarious.
Bro, I'm all right with racism in comedy if it's funny. I like Andrew Schultz. He one of the most racist comedians that exists. And that's fine because it's funny, but sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
And when it's not, it's one of them things where, bro, if you gonna do this, then you gotta be on like in time and on time every time. And if you're not, that shit comes off very offensive.
And that's what make legends.
Yeah. Yep.
Because Louis C.K. also had like a joke where he was saying faggot. And the joke is hilarious.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Like if I'm in a room with 10 people and I make a joke about one of them, and everybody laughs, but him, that's one thing. And I could see how he'd be feeling away. But if all 10 of these motherfuckers laugh at the joke, regardless of what community or who it's about, if all 10 niggas laughed at it, how can I be canceled or you feel like I'm offended somebody if everybody's in on the joke?
And also with this cancel shit, bro, you can't bring up something from 10 years ago and try to get me up out the paint, bro.
Facts.
Yeah, you got to go off my current shit. Yeah. I got to jump out the window today. And like, if I said some shit 15 years ago about some nut ass shit, then
Kevin Hart shouldn't have lost his gig at the Oscars because his dream job. Mm-hmm. Because y'all brought up jokes from 2000 and when Twitter first was around. Yeah.
What I could tell you is, if that's how they playing it, Tone, we might as well stop now.
We up out of here, bro.
We might as well stop now because once them niggas start digging up them old tweets, I just know shit I used to say.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah.
But you know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to delete shit. I'm not doing none of that shit. Because you want to know what? Them jokes was from a different perspective in my life, a different time in my life.
And I'm not going to apologize for it.
Yeah. Like, fuck and a lot of that shit is hilarious. And that's the shit that's not funny we could talk about, but all that shit that still hit, dude, like, all right, trying to hear
I was tripping right there.
I was tripping right there. I was doing a lot.
It was a dark time in my life.
I was poor. Listen.
I was poor.
But this
poor, listen.
But this is hilarious. This is good
content right here. Like, you can't dismiss this right here. But nah, if I said some shit that was like overtly disrespectful, or you know what I'm saying, I really was doing too much, then that's a conversation I'm willing to have. But I'm not everything I said back in the day about anybody or any community
and
or some shit like
that. Search my old shit, you a whole ass
weird ass nigga anyway. So like, that's the conversation I really need to have. Like, why you a fucking weirdo?
100%.
Let niggas live, bro. I fuck with Dave. I hope he don't take mad time off because we need niggas like him. And he wasn't even really up there telling jokes. He was up there telling stories this time. So it was like, you can't be mad at a motherfucker story. This shit happened.
Listen, man. Shout out to Dave Chappelle. Shout out to the folks over at Netflix. You know.
I need a Netflix deal. Develop some content.
Yeah.
I want to make a show where you just explain adult shit to kids.
Okay.
But all type of adult shit.
Yeah,
because you know kids be asking questions about shit, and the niggas be giving them the little dilliest
answers. Yeah,
like not tell them niggas the reals, and then get them to understand that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or relative to whatever they experience is.
100%.
Like if you had to like explain like why Bloods and Crips wear different colors or some shit like that, it's ways to explain that shit without, you know what I'm saying, destroying a child's image of the world. Yeah. But without lying to him, too.
A kid.
But then explain, like, you know.
A kid asked me about why, you know, Crips use the handicap.
Yeah.
I was like, first off, it's blue.
It's blue.
Secondly, you know, you might be crippled.
You know what I'm saying? Crippled. You know what I'm saying?
It makes sense.
It's wordplay.
It's, you know, shit like that, you know. But yeah, I feel like that'd be a fire ass show. Don't steal my IP.
That's actually dope.
It's a YouTube video, nigga, explaining what hats to wear in LA.
Yeah, that, like that type of shit. Like that shit is like useful to niggas.
Definitely useful.
Don't wear a hat.
Cause I didn't know you couldn't wear certain hats.
You can wear whatever.
I mean, I know
hat
the LA Dodgers. I'm not wearing that shit.
You can
that's
wear
for sure.
It's damn near any
know.
Hat for real. It's damn near any hat.
Really?
Depending on bro,
see?
You got to get like a brimless koofy or some shit. Nah, dead ass. Like that shit. It's funny.
It don't matter
it's
about
funny
the color,
until it's
for
not.
Real. It matter on what them logos.
It's kind of it's like that in Memphis too a little bit. Like when you go certain places, you like you gotta take your hat off, cause it ain't even necessarily what's on your hat, but it's like the way that they tip it. Like if you got it like to the left,
to the side. Oh, yeah. Or, I know that about Chicago. For sure.
So it's like it's just subtle shit like that.
I've been to LA so many times and never ever worried about appearance. Hats,
yeah. Bro, the thing, a lot of times it's like, bro, you
maybe they know I'm from out of state or something.
Niggas know who is who out there. You feel what I'm saying? They go know, like, bro. Okay,
and it depends on where you at. Also.
Yeah, if you in
I
one of them
been
zones,
in a mix though, like, and it's like,
but and you
know.
A girl too.
But yeah, I guess
you know what I'm saying. So
and they probably. Like, oh.
You know what I'm saying? You could get, you know, not to say that girls don't get pressed.
No, I'm saying they probably like, oh, you know, she blood. She on the blood block with the blood.
She out here. I think I was around the Crips though, but it was I was for sure in the hood a bunch of times.
Yeah, bro. Bro, niggas like, know who is who.
For
but
real.
I know now. I ain't about to get lacking now.
And for real, niggas still be on that shit, but niggas really not
don't
on that.
On that. That's
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like if you somewhere that you're not supposed to be doing some shit you're not supposed to be doing, then shit might happen.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Oftentimes, you don't run into that shit.
Yeah.
But you will get pressed. Don't think it's sweet. It's not sweet.
So the NBA season is pulling up.
Yep, I just did my fantasy draft 2 days ago.
I didn't do fantasy basketball this year.
I finally was actually there for the draft. I usually miss the draft and then I just scramble all season trying to put a squad together. But I actually got a team this year.
I was in the money league last year and some whole shit happened. You know, I ain't gonna bring up what happened.
But it was some whole shit.
The league didn't allow me to get this player when the other, you know, the other GM of a team was willing to give me this player.
Basketball reasons.
I hear you. You feel what I'm saying? There was a lot of whole shit going on. But so I didn't enter the draft this year. But who was your pick to go to the finals this year?
I'm always going with LA.
LA versus who?
LA versus...
obvious, y'all.
I mean, Brooklyn obviously is the favorite, but I mean, you can't count the champs out, you know.
If KD wore a size 12, they wouldn't be the champs.
but that nigga wore a 72. He wore a 72 American. So
I'm going with even without, we don't know the Kyrie situation. I'm still going with Brooklyn because you have Kevin Durant, James Harden on the same team.
But you also have fucking LeBron James and LeBron James. That's really all you need.
And then, I don't even got the Lakers
LeBron
going.
LeBron getting kind
of
old.
I don't got the Lakers going to the championship. I don't think this shit going to work out.
You don't think it's going to work out?
I got Golden State going back.
I think Westbrook going to kind of fuck their chemistry up.
The only thing,
a little bit.
I won't disagree with that, but what I would say is that if, and I said this as soon as he got drafted, they got to figure out what niggas' roles it's going to be. It ain't that it can't work. It's just niggas got to understand what their job is.
So
like if we got Russie out here and Russie, we need you to score and you the scoring guy, then niggas need to understand that Russie is the scoring guy. Or if we need Russie to come out here and get 20 dimes, Russ need to understand we need 20 dimes and not 15 turnovers.
If Russie is running the offense, what is LeBron doing?
That's what I'm saying. We got to figure out who's doing what.
I think LeBron gonna play more of the role player this year. He gonna get his for sure.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
But I think LeBron
everybody
is getting
need
older
to understand
and he's gonna play more of the role player. I think he gonna want to let them guys get off.
Yeah, and honestly, that's probably the best.
That's the only way it's gonna be.
That's the best scenario for the team. But everybody needs to understand that Bron is doing this and you're doing this. Yeah. Like, so it's just gonna come down to them figuring that out. If they could figure that shit out, them niggas gonna be unstoppable. But they got to figure that out. And right now, they don't got it figured out. But I still got them niggas because it's my niggas. Like,
yeah. I got Golden State going back.
But I do want to see what them niggas is going to be like, too.
Oh, Klay coming back, right?
Yeah, everybody's back. But at the same time, Draymond's not the Draymond that he was 3 seasons ago.
We don't need him to be that. We need Draymond.
To rebound.
Is he going to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need Draymond to rebound, play defense, and run that offense how we need you to run the offense.
All right.
We don't need
I
you
like Drake, my nigga. I just
forgot about
the I'm just saying, it's just like
we don't need you to score none of that shit. You don't even gotta worry about scoring. We just need that.
How's Klay gonna be?
Klay. Stand there and hit them shots, Klay.
Is he gonna be Klay?
Yeah.
Klay for sure gonna be
a
Klay.
A shooter is a shooter. I think what part of his game is affected is his defensive end. He not gonna be able to, you know, we not able to put you on the best offensive player no more.
But that matters.
I feel like he got the proper rest, though. He been
out
for a minute.
Yeah. No, I feel like he finally about to come back healthy. Like,
yeah,
how he needed to.
Technology, man. These injuries ain't really, you know, career-defining injuries no more.
Nah.
You know, a torn ACL used to, you know, risk niggas' careers.
Yeah, it used to be
especially
tough.
Achilles also.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just like, all right, nigga, I take a year off, I'm back.
And the machines they rehabilitating on is
yeah,
advanced.
That shit's getting higher and higher.
It's definitely
I remember they gave Greg Hill that new knee. Shit
sure
been different after that.
It'll give you new knees and ankles with some.
I need to move to Phoenix and get me one of them bitches because knees ain't what they used to be. Oh gang, I be in the house trying to stretch and do my little, you know what I'm saying, workout and shit. These is not the knees that I used to have 20 years ago.
I be telling niggas, you know, play kickball and shit. Like, listen, I got a game in me.
If I got like, I got
so
like,
y'all only got one game. Bro,
I got two, what? Probably like two more kickball games in me, and I'm, you know, I got
listen, one game I'm going a day. We can't drop no three a day.
Not like we used to. I'm going to Canton. I got like two more in me. Two more. I got like three more at bats in it. I'm about done.
Niggas gotta get that shit together.
Who we gonna play? I'm gonna start coaching. I don't know.
Y'all should throw like a little celebrity little kickball or something.
I'm down for it. But the thing about it, niggas be down to play kickball until it's time to play kickball. And then
y'all gotta have it set up official though. Like, and not just make like a status on Facebook. Because people on Facebook gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna do it. Or, you know, social media in general, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that shit used to be lit when we used to do it,
man,
though.
Man, it was. I remember a couple times when we went downtown Detroit with it in.
We was fucking niggas up, bro. I wish I don't know what happened to all the footage and shit, but nigga.
That nigga Nutty probably got
that shit. Nutty probably got that shit. We got to get Nutty on the episode. We ain't had Nutty in the spot in a minute. A whole lot of gang shit.
Definitely. But, my dog Jello, he got a job.
Like a 7-hour contract. That's got to be a new record. I think Dennis Rodman was signed to fucking Atlanta for like 12.
I mean, Barr got all his kids signed at once. That was a goal, wasn't it?
So this should happen every year.
Like 10 hours.
Hey, listen.
So this happens every year. Teams assign somebody real quick and release them just so they can have the rights to sign them to their G League team. Okay. So that's all this was.
Just a formality.
Yeah.
The media played it so bad.
Look, it only looks so bad because it's like, bro, y'all niggas lost by 68 points yesterday. Sign me today and drop me today. Drop one of them niggas. Drop one of them niggas, bro. I wasn't even here for that. Y'all niggas lost by 70 and drop me? That's how I'm looking at it. It's like, damn. So, in that aspect, I was like, damn, y'all did my nigga Jello dirty. But I understand the process.
But my youngin', you know, he going to the G League. He going to put up buckets.
Yeah, and they likely to call him up later in the season anyway, so.
That was one thing about Jello. He is the best scorer out of the three.
Yeah. He'll
always been.
So, what is it about him that he's not getting picked up?
That nigga got caught stealing overseas.
You think that's still,
no,
like,
that's absolutely why niggas don't pick him up. Now it's coming down to him playing basketball now. But like,
originally, he grew like 2 to 3 inches over these years.
Right.
And he dropped some weight.
He dropped weight also.
Yeah, I seen that.
So, when he was younger, he was chubby, not tall enough to play the small forward. You feel what I'm saying? And he was a small forward. So, it's kind of like, we signed you. You had a disadvantage on both ends. So then, also bad rep. You know, you stealing shit. But then I think
if that shit wouldn't have happened, he would have been in the league though.
Yeah,
and he would have grew in the league.
Yeah, or he would have grew in college. You feel what I'm saying? Because when that happened, LeVar took him out of college.
Yeah,
and then he went to go play with pros. So it's just one of those things. I think now, you know, he in amazing shape. He, like I said, he grew 2 to 3 inches.
Mm-hmm.
6'4 to 6'7, 6'6, 6'7 is a difference.
It's a big difference.
Thanks.
You just got to show you can score on that level.
Yeah. I think they probably call him up mid-season.
It's the Hornets.
That's what I'm saying. It's the Hornets. They call him up. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Last season, they wasn't horrible. They wasn't the worst team, but they wasn't the best team either. So, you know. It's room for them niggas to grow, and I feel like they could grow with him.
D-Wade signed to a G League team.
You feel what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying?
That's
two balls is better than one.
Mm-hmm. That's hilarious. Listen, Lonzo in Chicago is going to be a problem.
He actually is nice.
I fuck with Lonzo. Once you a Laker, bro, I fuck with you. But, you know, I think they should have kept him.
The Lakers?
Yeah, I think they should have kept him. He couldn't have been no worse than Dennis Schroeder and goddamn KCP.
Listen.
He could have kept Lonzo.
Who was the light-skinned nigga that they did keep?
Danny Green.
Not him.
No, Kuzma.
Kuzma.
Listen, man.
He was better than him at the time.
Yeah, at the time. Yeah, he was the best option at the time. But then after them niggas left, them niggas turned up and that nigga turned off.
Listen, I saw a play last week with Kuzma. That nigga double dribbled twice, traveled, and airballed a layup. I didn't play.
Kuz lost his social media.
That's the Kuz cruise.
Kuz lost his social media now.
Yeah, he trying to
these
be cute.
Women,
he
yeah, be these cute. Women noticing him, and he not the same as he was.
Hey, listen. You know, he's still good for a parlay, though. You play him on the under, you get you some chicken. That's free game. That's free that game part. Right there. The play him on the under.
Listen, he played for Washington. He might average 20 this year.
Listen, 16 and a half points. Play him on the under.
What the fuck did that right here?
Yeah, I can't read shit this nigga told writes down for the show. Like, the topics and shit. I just let him drive.
I don't know what I said. NBA friend? That's a P.
NBA. Yeah, that shit is wicked, bro. You Tony, you honestly listen. This is a real conversation we gotta have, bro. You gotta get in like some penmanship classes or something, like, bro. You can't be right. Like, bro, you're not a like. Come on.
First off, come on. I'm like, writing with a marker, so that affected it.
I write much better with a marker.
Secondly,
that's a dow wow.
I don't know what it say.
That's a dow wow.
Secondly, we don't need to write no more.
No, we do. See, that's the rhetoric right that there is, that you don't need to write is proof that you need to write because this is unacceptable, man.
I could have texted this to you.
Maybe that's what we should do. That's the thing. You gotta stop texting.
So the former NBA players got in trouble. How many was it? It was 16 of these niggas?
It was a bunch of them. It was a gang.
16
of
former NBA players.
Bunch of idiots.
Got in trouble for trying to for finessing the NBA medical system. So basically, when you retire as an NBA player, you're still under their insurance and shit. So you're able to get procedures done. You know?
It was 18 of them goofballs. 18. $4 million healthcare fraud scheme.
If I ain't gonna lie, if I was in that position, I probably would have been one of the 16 too.
Goofy.
I ain't gonna lie.
I yes, I got 30 massages. It's $10,000.
I would have made it add up. But yeah, I would have probably been. Cause a finesse is a finesse, and I can go for a good finesse. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, it's a whole gang of these niggas. Fucking what, Tony Allen? Tony Allen's wife, nigga. Fucking, who else on here?
Shannon Brown,
Sebastian Telfair.
I knew he was going to be on there.
Baby Davis.
Nigga, what's up?
Yup, Glid Davis. Who else is in here? Yup. It's a gang of these motherfuckers. It's on AP News if you want to look it
fucking
up.
Fucking Darius Miles.
Damn, for real?
Fucking...
So,
Clint Portis.
So you telling me if you retire, right, and y'all fuck the bag up, y'all little retirement funds, y'all not gonna try to go for a good finesse? Because I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
I'm not knocking the finesse. I'm just saying. When you read the, I'm not knocking the finesse. Like a good finesse is a good finesse, but it's just when you read the details of it, these niggas was trying to get caught.
Yeah.
These niggas was doing everything they could do to get caught. When you read this shit, like, bro, this shit is just, they got the dates and times for time. Like, okay, I'm at the charges in LA, but I'm playing in Spain at this time right now. There's no possible way that I'm like, y'all niggas are trying to get caught. So y'all fucked the bag up. So
like I was saying,
I'd knock y'all for being stupid.
A lot of the claims
was
multiple of the same claims.
Yeah, in the same time space every year. Like, it's just, bro, this shit impossible that you this dumb.
I got 6 root canals. I got 6 mole. It's like, come on, bro.
They gotta
like,
learn
bro,
the
you only got so many
finesse.
Teeth. Like, it's no way. So the way these niggas got caught is what make them idiots, not the fact that they was finessing.
Yeah, that's...
This finesse probably been going on for years.
It's probably
Darius Miles.
Bro, it's probably hella niggas still involved in this shit right now.
They just probably covered their tracks, though.
Yeah, they just not goofy. They smart about it. They do it when they need to type shit. Like, I'm not going to do this shit every 6 months.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this shit once every other year type shit. So it's probably still other niggas that's active in that shit right now, still running the same shit, but they just smarter about it. Because it's obviously not a new scheme. It's not some shit that they just started doing. So these motherfuckers just dumb.
You gotta be smarter than this.
Yeah.
Well, Sebastian Telfair, he already in jail.
Ain't he out? I think he out, ain't he? Or he back in there? Damn.
That should be crazy what happened to these prospect niggas. Like, at one time, these niggas be like, oh my God, he's the guy. And then now these niggas is running healthcare fraud.
And
fame
and all type of shit that they niggas get to
get, niggas get to the league and don't perform.
He had his seasons. He had his little run, and then he just
the first couple seasons was respectable.
Nah, he had a good ten year run.
I think,
and then he went on some bullshit, got caught in that little shit. But
what he said what happened was he basically him trying to chase a championship basically like ended his career because he was on. The OKC teams with Hart and Russell and KD.
Right.
So, but he was like, that year, them in those like span of 2 or 3 years, China was trying to get this nigga a bag. Like something crazy, like $30 million contract or some shit like that. And he said he was like, no, to take play in the NBA for $2 million.
Yeah.
So it was just, you know, bad decision making for real, for real.
Yeah.
Because even with your endorsements, like, nigga, they'll follow you.
I was just talking to somebody the other day that was asking me what's better, playing in the G League or playing overseas. I'm like, it just really depends. Because you could play in the G League, not make shit, and still technically work for the NBA. Mm-hmm. Or you could go overseas and not make shit and not be nobody. So it really just depends. Or you could go overseas and get that bag that you would never get in the NBA, even if you go to the NBA. So it really just depends. Like, that shit get crazy.
Manny Harris?
Yeah, Manny.
He's overseas. He pulled up to the shop in a Maybach truck.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So
him and PDB, they be on that.
It really just depends on, you know what I'm saying, who you are and what your specifics is, because it's niggas overseas getting chicken.
Yeah.
Big chicken, like way better money than
Stephon Marbury has a museum over there.
What's his name from Pontiac? With the Avondale, he from Pontiac. Dave Hostin. Paper.
And a lot of niggas might not even know who he is. You know what I'm saying? But he went overseas and he doing his work overseas. Mm-hmm. So it's just about, you know, saying some niggas think I'm going to the NBA. That shit, niggas would rather say I was in the NBA, and you know what I'm saying, I was only in that bitch for a season. Made $400,000 and now I'm back doing regular nigga shit. Then going overseas, having a 10, 12, 15 year career where you made $400,000 a season, $500,000 a season.
They know their whole life gonna change overseas.
You feel what I'm saying?
They not gonna eat regular. They not gonna be able to do regular shit.
You gonna be able to do a lot less regular shit after you leave the NBA.
I get it.
After your one season and you gotta go work at LA Fitness or some shit and you living off commissions.
And I think it'd be about passion and shit, like that your passion and wanting to
play basketball. Yeah. Niggas be chasing that. They just be wanting to say, I was in the NBA win.
Yeah.
Type shit. You know what I'm saying? Over saying I was a basketball player and I actually played the game, and you know what I'm saying?
You made the NBA and you didn't make it. Now niggas just like, all right, man. It is, I guess.
Bro, because if you overseas and you going crazy, like how niggas go crazy, bro, the NBA gonna know about it.
Thanks.
Them niggas is gonna notice that shit. Somebody's gonna call you. Mm-hmm. There's gonna be a conversation. So you might as well go get that bag while the bag is there.
Stephon Marbury.
Yeah. Early bro, because you could go over there and get that bag
people
and then the NBA
lost his mind and shit.
Buy you out of your contract with them niggas and then now you play in the NBA still. Yeah. So and you still get your cheese.
He I think paved the way for that Sebastian Telfair overseas shit, like to get that bag.
When he caught up in that Gilbert Arena shit.
Who?
Sebastian Telfair. What was that
the Gilbert Arena shit with, yeah. They pulled the gun.
Yeah.
No, that was Crenton. That was his last
Javaris Crenton.
Yeah.
Yeah. He used to play for LA too.
For life.
Yeah, he became a Crip and did a drive by shooting in a Porsche.
What? Rich ass shootout.
Like, bro.
What the fuck? It'd be wrong with his career.
Yeah, basically.
See, but the thing about Gilbert Arenas, he still won in that situation because they still had to pay him. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, all right.
He was saying, like, the owner knew. So, Gilbert Arenas, when he signed his big contract, he was injured. And he was like, the owner knew he was fucked up. But it was like, I owe you one. Like, I owe you. So, here, take this contract. That's some rich nigga shit right there.
Thanks.
to pay a nigga $100 million. Cause all right.
Oh, he got. That's what he got. 100 M's.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Oh, he for sure won.
Yeah.
And they had to pay.
That nigga got
they
banned.
Just giving away paid, man.
That nigga got banned, but they still had to cut him all that cheese.
They be giving guys paid. Yeah. They need to lower them rims for girls, cause they be treating us.
I was watching this video. I was watching this video the other day. I think she in high school. I think
that
she
shit,
like
ain't nobody
like a junior,
shit.
Bro. She getting up there.
I know you talking about, but that shit, son, that shit be boring. I played college ball. That shit is boring as fuck to watch.
Yeah.
They need to drop that rim an inch.
If you want to see some, if you want to see some nice ass passes, some some nice tucked elbows on the jump shot, you feel what I'm saying? If that's the type of shit you like, the fundamentals of basketball, yeah, watch women's basketball. That shit is gonna turn you up.
I need to see somebody get dunked on.
I need to drop a league like that with a rim that's like 9 feet.
That's all you need. Drop the rim and sign the Gonzalez twins,
bro. And all bullshit aside though, I don't even be knowing when the WNBA is happening it's the finals. And even when it's the finals, I don't know what time when the games come on or no shit like that. And it's not and it's not because of I don't give a fuck about it. It's just them niggas have zero visibility.
Yeah.
I don't know who's in charge of marketing and promotions and like just getting their shit out there, but I don't even know when they plan to watch that shit. I would watch the shit if I knew about it.
I don't be seeing no promotion either.
Like right now, it's the finals, right?
Yeah.
When is the games? When is the next game? What game is it? It's on right now.
Facebook.
It comes on at 4:00 PM.
I think so. Yeah.
Bro, that's not facts. You bullshit right now.
No, I'm being serious.
Bro, if it's
you hear that they moved the facility or some shit for Disney on Ice. That's how you know they need to.
Bro, that shit is dead ass right now.
That's how you know that they need to drop that rim to bring a bigger audience. Because you've seen girls dunking between the legs and windmilling,
bro, I don't even. But let me tell you, I don't even expect that. I don't even expect that type of shit. But if I could see, I don't expect for it to be in every women's game for it to be them jumping out the gym, banging out all this wild shit.
You would expect
shit.
To see on a fast break.
On a fast break, yes, absolutely. But I don't expect them to be jumping out the gym, like, between the leg, triple. Now, I don't expect all that. But if I could just get, like, a one-hand jam on a fast break, because they be up there and they get the finger roll, but I just can't turn my hand around on a finger roll. Like, it's tips on the rim, but if I could just get that hand turned over one or two times a week, you know, that shit have turned me up a little bit. I don't expect it all day, like how the guys doing it, but that would be nice.
Yeah.
That would be nice, but I don't expect that. If I could get 2 jams a week, just 2 jams a week on the highlight, we could get something going.
Somebody get dunked on.
And they just got to get more visible. Cause I don't
the only reason I be knowing WNBA shit, because I follow Tia Cooper.
I don't know who that is. Yeah.
So I'll be following.
Respectfully, I don't know who that is.
Define WNBA players. They getting fined everybody.
They is getting fined. They getting decent. I ain't gonna lie. They getting decent.
They
wearing them little shorts. They wearing them little short shorts.
Ann Arbor. They from Michigan.
Oh, straight up.
Yeah.
They be getting fined everybody here.
So what do they? They play a 4-game series?
It's a best of 5.
Best of 5.
Yeah.
Okay, so this game 4 right now. Okay. If the Sky win, it's over.
Yep.
Okay. I should have went to a game. I actually forgot Candace Parker played in Chicago now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to a game next season, though. I might get 4 seats because, you know, the tickets might be cheap. No
cheap
cap.
Cheap as hell. I'm missing.
We haven't even heard, the story of Candace Parker going back to her hometown, Chicago.
None of that shit, bro.
Taking them to the championship.
And that's a big LeBron moment.
Candace Parker might be
the
greatest female player ever. She might be the actual GOAT. Like, she might be the Michael Jordan of that shit.
100%.
I think she is. Because she was, one of the first in our generation to dunk besides Lisa.
Yeah, she was gripping that bitch.
She was the second woman to dunk in the league. Like,
I think she got the third most.
And she was dunking in college and shit.
It's like Brittany Griner, Candace, and then...
But I'm saying, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, first, that was the first person we seen, like,
nigga, that was,
she went to the league and went to the ship. Now she went to Chicago,
bro,
and then the ship.
She
again.
Got rookie
like,
of the year,
MVP,
MVP, finals MVP, and scoring champ as a rookie.
Yeah.
A rookie.
A rookie.
That's amazing. That's 2K shit.
Yeah, that's some 2K shit.
I ain't taking away from Diana Taurasi, but that for sure is some
that's 2K shit. Not to mention like all the other shit she done went on and did after that shit. But like, nigga, just my rookie season, I could stop right now and I got better stats than all y'all hoes.
Mm-hmm. And more accomplishments shit.
I cover all the bases my first year.
Mm-hmm. And then she have a baby or something right after?
Had a seed by a bum. Had a seed by a bum. It happens.
To the best of them.
You know? What can you do?
What can you do?
I think she got to pay that nigga child support, too.
Stop playing.
That nigga Sheldon Williams.
I think that's facts, bro. You might could Google that shit.
She could have had any dude in the league, too. I remember it was OJ Mayo's and all type of niggas was on there.
Hey, listen.
And she went with Sheldon Williams.
He shot that gift.
Could he have done to get her attention? Because he was so ugly.
He know how to talk. He probably didn't have to do nothing. He probably just knew how to talk to her. She wasn't impressed by the flash, obviously. She didn't lead a superstar. He was just there. I can't remember no Sheldon highlights. Who did he put on?
I remember him in college.
That's probably what it was. He probably made a connection.
That's
in college.
Really what it probably was. You know what I mean? They both was lit in college.
So it was probably one of them vibes. But yeah, she probably the coldest ever do that shit. And she in her older age, she's still very active, mm-hmm. getting busy.
She won Defensive Player of the Year last year.
You feel what I'm saying? So, shout out Candace.
Yeah, but they need
the real CP3.
The real CP3.
That's the name of the episode.
The real CP3.
But yeah, they just need a better. They need the niggas who do Fashion Nova.
Say shoot you an email.
Say get Chicle.
Like email.
They got to get Melania and Chicle to promote the WNBA. Niggas will watch that shit.
They do need. They should tap in with like one of the fashion.
They got to do
something.
They
have Milano get them some socks or something.
They got to do something, bro. If the WNBA get a Fashion Nova sponsorship, them niggas get turned up immediately.
That's all you nigga.
A Fashion Nova WNBA sponsorship.
The Fashion Nova in the corner or something like that,
man. Bro, listen.
No cap. That's actually.
Bro, they got to sign us up. Who we need to call? Yeah. What's the number? Put FG Radio on marketing promotions. Just give us a bag. Let us help y'all out. Because we could do this. Just you telling.
We'll get these right.
Tell niggas that we a part of it and that shit going to turn up immediately.
Yeah.
Niggas is gonna watch this because of that. We gonna get y'all right. And we ain't gonna slut y'all out. Y'all still gonna be playing respectable basketball.
100%.
You know, we just gonna.
Y'all can wear
we gonna change
stuff.
Some things
not
up.
Slut y'all out.
Listen. They already playing with the shorts with the cheeks out. All right.
Yeah, right. And that's
little shorts are back in.
Listen, and that's so. And that's before we even on the team. That's, so listen. All we gonna do is we just gonna move a couple of things around in the office. Change a couple of ways, a couple of processes. And
whatever y'all paying to, I hope y'all not paying to play in these arenas because that y'all wasting money. We could downgrade that a little bit, you know?
Put this shit back in the Rucker. You know what I'm saying? You seen how they remodeled that shit. They got a brand new stadium, you know what I mean?
Kobe might be on to something.
Listen, y'all playing, like, you know how they do that? Like they had the London game today for the NFL, bro. Have a couple of WNBA Rucker games. Niggas ain't coming to these games anyway. Y'all could
got
can
that cold ass court downtown.
You feel what I'm saying? Do this shit.
Pull up.
And I'm not disrespecting they craft and no shit like that. But I'm just saying, like, just a couple of pop ups.
Yeah.
You know, still playing an arena. You know,
they need to drop the room.
You definitely
got to
drop the room.
That's it. That's the that they just dropped the room.
Have a couple
bit.
Of what I don't know, street ball night or whatever the fuck y'all gotta call.
Maybe
it.
Because no matter where they play at, it's gonna
play?
Be boring if they don't drop the room.
I don't know. I don't know about the 4-point play. But I don't, it's something that they could work out. I don't know. They All-Star weekends, we don't even like that shit be like on a Tuesday.
They got All-Star?
Yeah. Exactly.
Because the concept of the game is dope. The WNBA All-Star players will play the Olympic team.
Okay.
They do that shit every year. So even though the Olympic players playing in WNBA,
yeah,
but these are the best players.
They just take the best players, arrest, get the rest of them hoes. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't feel like that's fair.
That's not.
Like, that's the Olympic team versus the Pistons, a bust them niggas' ass. 100% of the time. Like, it's no chance that the niggas
win. Certain players be like, I don't want to go play in the Olympics and shit like that. So they automatically on this side. I don't know. I never looked at it.
They need a new format.
But I think the games be close, kind of.
Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. That shit seems one-sided.
I just don't.
Like, y'all, it's like I'm playing against the foot. What is it on Madden? The Swamis? I'm playing the Swamis versus the goddamn, who, the Chiefs? Like, that shit is, they are 99. Let me see what this game got going on.
Yeah, the last game, the All-Stars won by 3 points.
See?
And it was a high-scoring game.
It's competitive. 126-119. Well, that's a score. That's the fucking men's NBA game. Them niggas be trying to score like 300 points now. That new format. I don't like the new format, though.
New format is terrible.
I don't like the new format. Let them niggas play a whole game. Let them niggas play a whole game, bro. I don't like that. I don't like that play up to a certain number game. It make the game less interesting. Like, let these niggas shoot the lights out like how they used to. I like seeing a nigga might get 60 points tonight, but it might be
another. Let's play defense, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Let's get these bitches off. Man, I don't know about that shit, man. But yeah, get them more visible.
100%.
And it's lit. By the time y'all hear this, the Chicago will be done won that shit though.
I'm going with what's the score of this game?
72-67.
Who up?
Mercury.
I'm going with the Mercury.
You sure?
They got the WNBA big three over there.
Bro, you remember what I just said 5 minutes ago about the real CP3? They down 5 points with 3.5 minutes left.
They got Dinah Taurasi, Skylar Diggins, fine ass, and Brittany Griner over there.
Yeah. And they finna go the fuck home.
At least they don't take us to game 5.
I don't think so. I think it ends tonight.
So the NFL announced the Super Bowl halftime performance.
Okay.
We got Dr. Dre.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
Eminem.
Right.
Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
Mary J. Blige.
Okay.
Hey, that's actually fire.
What song does Eminem perform?
Something with Dr. Dre.
Prop. Forgot About Dre.
So what do you hate? To somebody you hate or anyone trying to bring trouble your way? When a resolved thing in a bloodier way, just study a tape of N.W.A. One day I was walking by with a Walkman on, and I called a guy. Give me an awkward eye. Fucked him up in the parking lot. It's crowd could not.
But that's not fire.
I don't give a fuck if it's dark or not.
I just
harder than me trying to park a Dodge.
Can't get into the Eminem.
Can you rap that? Like, I'm asking because like a lot of this nigga content. I know what they say at the type of shit they be having on the Super Bowl. Like, this not a Kobe shit, no Eminem thing. I'm just saying, like, which verses is they gonna deem appropriate?
Maybe. Because, all right. So, how long is the halftime show? Like, 15 minutes?
Usually, like, yeah, something like that.
15 minutes?
So give or take.
You pretty much. I think Kendrick gonna have majority of the set. I feel by that time he's gonna drop
out. Because I want to know what song. I don't think he's gonna drop an album by then. But he might drop one right after.
After that. For sure.
But what song does Dre perform?
Something with Eminem.
Something with Snoop Dogg. I mean, yeah, I know the Snoop records that's gonna come, but
who y'all think gonna come on first? Mary. Who gonna open this up? You think Mary? I think Mary might finish it because she. I don't know.
The first song Eminem opens it, obviously. Eminem opens it.
Eminem song opens it?
I don't know. Probably, what is it?
Snoop Dogg low-key might open that motherfucker. Him and he might come out, Dre bring M out. And I feel like Mary gonna be one of the last because she older, like, or she might come out before Kendrick. Kendrick might be the main attraction or whatever, but.
Mary come out second.
They Mary, but you gotta understand, it's gonna come out some way. Snoop, Eminem, and Dre, they got shit together. Dre affiliated with Snoop when he was in, you know, and I think them three gonna come out at some point.
I don't know.
It might go Eminem, Dre, Snoop.
Eminem, Dre, Snoop. Then Mary.
Probably, because
I think it goes Eminem, Mary, Kendrick.
Hell no.
Dre, Snoop. Because they're gonna put Kendrick. Because they're not gonna put Kendrick at the beginning, and they're not gonna put Kendrick at the end. They're gonna put Kendrick in the middle.
Kendrick ain't been around. Kendrick hasn't been relevant.
That's why they're gonna put Kendrick in the middle.
No,
because that's what niggas want to see.
Yeah,
he been waiting for this moment.
Right,
Kendrick ended it off.
He like I don't
know.
I
gonna end that bitch off with "We Gonna Be All Right" or something. You know.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about like when they first come out though. Like they gonna mix it up. Niggas gonna go more than one time.
Yeah.
But I'm saying when it first come out. Kendrick go right in the middle.
It's too many motherfuckers in. Yeah. Cause somebody got to get cut. They could have did without Snoop or something.
No, you can't Snoop do without Eminem. Snoop. Because when Snoop do beautiful,
he ain't going to do
beautiful. He does beautiful.
He ain't going to do beautiful.
Well, yeah, because that ain't Dre. You're right. He not doing beautiful.
Eminem could stay at home for real, for real.
Eminem.
I just don't know what song he's going to do.
Him and that spaghetti.
My name is?
Fuck. Honestly.
Cause I'm thinking like, bro, he's only going. They only doing Dre produced records. Yeah, in my mind, that's how.
That's what makes sense. But I don't know how they gonna do it.
Cause Eminem got records he could do if they not doing Dre records. But I'm just thinking Dre records. They should have got 50 instead of.
But you know him and 50 and Dre don't like each other.
And them niggas not putting 50 Cent on that type of shit. Come on. He make crack
white
TV.
White people love 50 Cent.
He does make crack TV.
50 Cent, everything 50 Cent ever been involved as far as TV is crack involved.
I admire how he took his backup for music and went to the movies and stuff. Cause I don't think he would have came out with a bunch of fire songs. Honestly,
the world is visual. He give you like one record on the soundtrack every time that be hard, and then that nigga do just produce.
He did what Mills should do. Switch to something else besides music.
Yeah. The problem with Meek is
that nigga game tied up. By the way,
Meek dragging his music career, and it's like he need to switch to something else. Like how 50 switched to the movies and the acting, and find you some other niche.
Man. I think what worked with Championships was he was rapping about other shit. He was rapping about struggle. He was rapping about...
Because he was going through shit at that time. He was fighting that case and all of that shit.
He back good, so I'm about to start rapping about
this. Nigga smoking weed in the videos and shit, looking cheesy as fuck.
Stupid, like...
Sit down.
I'm about to rap about my jewelry, my cars, these bitches.
I'm not impressed.
Yeah. That'd
be the thing with me, like, with niggas that just rap about money and shit like that, bro. Like, I ain't impressed. Like, okay, you rich as fuck. That's what's up. You lit. But what else?
You know,
after all right, we everybody can recognize you rich as fuck, cool. Mm-hmm. But what else?
So, like you said, he was going through something with Championship, so all that, you know, that pain and shit was coming out of his music. Now that he back good,
yeah, it's like it ain't no inspiration in that shit.
All right, let's go back to it. What got me on?
And I'm cool.
He need to find his a different way.
And this era of music is new niggas every day,
yeah.
We not scared to replace you with one of these new niggas.
Especially when you just giving us what we heard already.
Yeah.
You're not even spicing that shit up. You just getting a new beat and then doing it again. Mm-hmm.
Cause he could have kept this album he just released. I ain't gonna lie.
Chicago up.
Meek, you could have kept that, baby.
Facts.
You should have went on tour or something. He could have went on tour with his old music. Just all his old shit.
Yeah, I don't see
bring
why niggas.
Some new dudes
I get it. The world been shut
saying?
Down for a year, but just, nigga, like, why niggas ain't just on the road?
Because you see all these old
it shouldn't
heads
even be,
going on tour.
To be real, it shouldn't even really be too much music dropping right now. Niggas should just be on the road
doing
pushing
shows.
Shit that they dropped last year. Because a lot of niggas dropped last year when the world was shut down and shit ain't move. I still have yet to play Toosie Slide in a real like club environment. Like, so it's still records that ain't been able to. Really move around like that.
The last concert I went to was Meek and Future.
Yeah, at the little, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the last time I was outside for that type of shit anyway.
My last concert was a Roddy Ricch. Roddy Ricch. And then, like, the next month, the
world, but I'm going out to that Cole next week. Is it next week?
Who's with him?
21 Amore.
Oh, that actually might be straight. Mm-hmm. Okay, where's that?
Little
Caesar. I'm gonna fuck with Polo G in December. I'm gonna go fuck with Polo. I think Little Caesar. No, I think it's Rolo. Who you with though? I don't know.
I fuck with Polo G.
I fuck with Polo G though. I would say, go to a Polo show.
If it's at Royal Oak, the ticket's gonna be like 45.
I know. I seen it.
That on shit Facebook, really just actually. General admission the whole time.
I'm gonna go fuck with him. I think that's what a lot of artists should do, is just hit the road and go on shows and make that money back. Shit. Me could have kept that.
True. Oh, Chicago up 4. 45 seconds left.
God damn.
So
on that note.
About to win, right?
So on that note.
A new champion. CP3. The real CP3. Another championship.
I don't do the outros.
You know, fuck with me at DJ _ Kobe. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Snapchat. DJ Kobe on Instagram and Apple Music. I'm also on Twitch every day. If that's your vibe, I play all types of music each and every day. Monday is the house party. Monday night house party. TRL Tuesday, Woman Crush Wednesday, Throwback Thursday, and Freaky Friday. Then we do the Saturday morning Wake and Bake, and then we do Sunday Vibes on Sunday. Yeah, fuck with me when you fuck with me. I'll be out here somewhere. I'm out in the world too. If you listen to this, we got a Halloween skate party going down at the new Shelby Skate Center. That shit is gonna be a vibe. I'm playing all type of shit in that bitch. None of the mother DJs want to fuck with me.
Find me at _ McFly. Drop the Y, add the EI. That's everywhere. Follow the Burbs Network wherever you can follow them at. We on all podcast structure things. All that shit.
The big three that you was talking about is currently being outscored 22-9 in the fourth quarter.
You know, I got a new podcast coming.
Another one?
Yeah, I got.
So what's the count now?
That I'm on. I am on FG Radio. I am on Fresh from the Birds. Cool. We only do that once a month though.
Okay.
Sophisticated Ignorance is my podcast where I interview people. Mm-hmm. And then this one will be four.
Yeah. Busy guy. Okay. It's a lot of words.
Hey man. But that's it. Gabby, where can they find you at?
Oh, you can follow me on Instagram at Lacoste_lot. That's it. Or Snapchat me them titties, G Chato.
We out this bitch.